The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Brenda Shaughnessy, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The great poet Lucille Clifton taught me so much, not just through her poems, though her poems continue to teach and inspire and give comfort like no other. Her poems live on, beyond her death almost a decade ago. And these poems live in me as a reader and as a student of Clifton. I was so lucky to be one of her students. In her class, we held hands at the beginning and at the end. We went deep. It was uncomfortable and yet deeply compassionate, unlike the rest of school. I felt at home in her class, if home could ever be as full of feeling, full of a kind of recognition that daily life was holy, a gift, and also pretty unbearable with sorrow. At the time, I was young, in my early 20s, and I thought sorrow was a bag I could probably learn to write my way out of. Lucille Clifton taught me that sorrow demanded more consideration. It was not simple, but it simply had to be lived through, lived with, incorporated, accepted, and that joy would be woven through, and space would be made for love, loss, and its reverberations, and poetry, and the painful triumph of surviving it all. The semester she was my teacher, she was going through cancer treatments at the same time as her daughter. I can hardly stand to say this, to remember how much stress and worry she must have been experiencing. It must have been nearly unbearable, yet she gave her students so much energy. Her life force was powerful. I was grateful to have had the chance to learn from a woman who had survived so much and had written such beauty. I didn't know at the time what was coming my way and how much her power, so generously given and shared, gave me strength when I needed it most. When I'm feeling the pressure of all the various responsibilities of being a writer, a teacher, and a mother, I remember that Lucille Clifton raised 6 children while writing poems in her head, writing them down on paper later when she had a free hand. Today's poem has kept me company during many difficult times in my life. When I'm really struggling, this poem will often come to me to tell me I'm not alone. It tells me that this lonely, difficult place is a place she has been as well, and that sorrows have their own weird way of keeping us company. Clifton reminds me that sorrows have a place in our daily lives. We may not lay out the welcome mat, but still, they take their place. Sorrows by Lucille Clifton. Who would believe them winged? Who would believe they could be beautiful? Who would believe they could fall so in love with mortals that they would attach themselves as scars attach and ride the skin? Sometimes we hear them in our dreams, rattling their skulls, clicking their bony fingers, envying our crackling hair, our spice-filled flesh. They have heard me beseeching as I whispered into my own cupped hands, "Enough. Not me again. Enough." But who can distinguish one human voice amid such choruses of desire? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.